by visiting geico.com.
It's 8:51 with Bax and O'Brien at Rock 102.
There is an event going on very close by, very soon, that involved people.
Well, let me try to explain some of what's going on. In the studio with us right now is Jill Munson from the American Cancer Society and Eric Lang, the head coach of AIC Hockey. It's good to see you.
Hi.
Isn't that what I said?
No, you didn't even come close.
But like that. Yeah.
Real men wear pink. Tell us about what that's all about.
Well, you know, I mean, real men do wear pink. You've got a little, I see a little pink.
No,
pink.
It's clearly
a mauve.
It's clearly a lavender.
I'm sorry, excuse me. I don't know my colors as well. Real Men Wear Pink is an initiative to really raise awareness and funds for breast cancer so that we can have more dollars to do research and more dollars for resources so people can get the things that they need, rides, treatments.
And what a lot of people don't know is the amount of men that actually get breast cancer as well. It's not just exclusively women.
Do you know that it's 2,600 estimated cases in 2019 of men getting breast cancer? It's fascinating.
Yeah.
I mean, John, you know, you guys talk about cancer a lot, and it's just not commonly thought of that men are going to get breast cancer. We're all, as a community, I think, reeling with Chris Tebow, and what he's going through. I just found out another friend of ours, who I won't share his name yet, but he is gone through his treatments for breast cancer. So it's two men in my life alone. It's
now,
crazy.
The event is set up with a bunch of candidates involved. Tell us what the event does. I mean, Eric's going to talk here in a second.
Yeah, Eric's one of my real men.
Right.
So,
but how is all these people involved?
I have to say this for John's purpose, because John was at my wedding. Most people know that I'm married to a woman. So for me to go publicly and say I need a bunch of real men in my life was a big deal and a big day. And I'm lucky. I had this great outpouring. Your best friend, Bax, Nadim.
Oh, yes, of course.
Yes. Nadim is one of my real men.
Right.
And so it's great to have him. You guys remember, he used to be on the station here, Jay Walker, way back in the day. Aaron Fay, his real name, Max Tone's lead singer. He's one of our real men. And of course, the AIC guys stepped up. We've got not only hockey, but AIC baseball. Head coach Nick Collini, he came on board. I think we're going to have like a baseball hockey off, you know, kind of thing. But Coach Lang is in the hockey team. I've known you guys since you first came, you know, to town as a team at MassMutual Center. And so I said, I need some real men. And they stepped up.
Coach, let's face facts. If you're going to put hockey players against baseball players, I think the hockey players kick a little bit more ass. If I'm not mistaken, am I causing problems?
Probably is.
Yeah,
I hope so, right?
No problems here. I think both Nick Collini and myself, you know, Real Men Wear Pink, the campaign, what we're doing, anytime you're talking about raising money and any form of cancer, it's something that we have to get behind, whether it's early detection, the money, you know, the Breast Cancer Society raising money for even for women or men that can't afford to get a mammogram, whatever it takes.
Yep.
And, you know, this hits home to our community. We had Eric Otto last year, a member of our hockey team, freshman, diagnosed with stage 4 cancer. And for me, for us, cancer is cancer. It doesn't discriminate.
Right.
And, you know, to play a small part, create some awareness, wear pink for 30 days. Whatever it takes, and I think that's really what we're here for, and that's what it's about.
Now I'm looking at the website, Real Men Wear Pink, and there's two categories. There's one that called Find a Campaign, and the other one is Nominate a Candidate. So if I were to nominate a candidate, what exactly am I doing?
You are giving me a suggestion that this person is a good leader in the community, and that they're going to want to get involved, and then I will reach out to them. And if people want to email me directly, they can too. It's pretty easy. It's jill.munson, like the town, at cancer.org, and they can get involved. And basically, what we ask of a real man is really simple, and I love this because it's like you don't have to run 700 miles or climb a bunch of stairs or scale a building or whatever. We're asking you to basically wear pink each day in October, and it could be something simple. It doesn't have to be like a full pink wardrobe. And then raise money. We ask you to set a goal of 2,500, but it's just a goal. If you don't make it, that's okay. I'll razz you. I'll make sure I give the list to Bax and O'Brien so they can razz you, but it's just a goal. And it's that simple. And then we're going to have a party. And, of course, you're going to have to be there because it's at Nadim's.
Wait a minute. You're very liberal with my schedule of events. But when is the party?
It's going to be held the second week of November, on November 13th. And it's our celebration. So everybody is invited. All the real men will be there. Coach Lang, the teams, all the other real men I mentioned. Plus, there's a lot more. And everyone will come together. We'll give out prizes and have pink drinks.
And you're looking to raise about $20,000.
I would love to raise a million, but I'd be good with 20.
20,000 would be pretty good. And, and so this campaign's really just kicking off now.
Yes,
so.
Right now we're still looking for real men. I'm going to cut it off probably like on the 20th where I stop taking real men so that I can really start to support the real men.
Gotcha.
This sounds kind of weird and twisted, but yes, I really want to support my men.
It does sound twisted.
Yeah, but it does,
Jill, but we've known you long enough that we expect nothing less.
So, Coach, what's going on with the team?
Well, we're coming off best year we've ever had in program history. Jill and I were talking earlier. I came in this place 4 years ago. We were the worst team in college hockey. We've wrote a script. It's like Cinderella on steroids for us. We went from 60th in the country. Last year, we beat the number one team in the country. We finished top eight in the country. So
so I assume you have a new contract.
We got that taken care of.
Good. Yeah.
I told him he needed to thank you guys for his success. It had nothing to do with his coaching.
But. I don't know about that.
We had nothing to do with that. But
100%.
You go from worse to there, you better tell him we need to rework this deal.
but that's I mean, it's a very remarkable story. I mean, you know, the hockey program when you first started, you know, wasn't really kind of stalled out. Yeah. And now you're playing in the Mass Mutual Center. People are talking about AIC hockey as a national program. I mean, that's a great tribute to you and your all the recruiting you're doing. It's awesome.
No, really appreciate it. It's different obstacles now. It was easy to hunt, and now we're a little bit of the hunted. We're not sneaking up on anybody, so different set of obstacles for our program. But you know what? We're a little mom and pop shop here in little old Springfield, Massachusetts, and you know, we're excited and proud of what we've accomplished the last few years.
Very good. Luck to you. Good luck to the team. And Jill, good luck to the cause.
Thanks, guys. I really appreciate you having us.
Jill Munson from the American Cancer Society and Coach Eric Lang from AIC Hockey. Good to see both of you.
Thank you, guys.
It's 8:58 with Bax and O'Brien at Rock 102.
It's easy to get your Rock 102 fill anywhere at any time.